This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Madeline Brand.
And I'm Alex Cohen. John Wayne was born 100 years ago this weekend. He made nearly 200 westerns. Some of them were filmed near the small town of Springerville, Arizona.
I'm a man and you're boys. Not cowmen, not by a damn sight. Nothing but cowboys, just like the word says.
Sorry, Duke. It's not all cowboys. Sure, John Wayne could talk the talk, but to make sure the action looked real on a horse, directors often hired locals from Springerville as stunt riders to fill in. Those stunt riders included one young cowgirl, P.J. Murphy. Now 71, P.J. is a feisty, gray-haired pixie of a woman. Arizona Public Radio's Jillian Ferris-Cole spoke to Murphy at her home in Springerville and has this audio portrait.
I was born at the bottom of Salt River Canyon. My father was full-blooded Apache. My mother was Apache, Crow, and Irish. I can't remember not being on the back of a horse, ever in my life. I rode rodeo circuit when girls weren't allowed to ride rodeo circuit. I made up my mind I was going to ride bulls and broncs too. So I would tuck my hair up under a hat, and I would strap my boobs down as tight as I could get them. I've always been pretty busty, and I'd wear baggy shirts, and I would enter the competitions as P.J. Cochise, which was my maiden name. And I was in Jackson Hole, Wyoming, when I got busted. I was on this bull, and I could hear the announcer saying, "This rider's going to get this ride done," and about that time, off came my hat, and down come the hair. And I didn't hear it because I was concentrating. But they said that this announcer was saying, "He, she, hell, I don't know, but she's making one hell of a ride."
Even though PJ had the best ride of anyone that day, the judges disqualified her because she was a girl. That's when 30 angry cowboys stormed the judges' table.
And all the hands went up to the judges and said, "Look, this girl rode this bull. She did it legitimately. She deserves that purse. And if she doesn't get it, you won't see us at this rodeo next year." Cowboys are that way. They figure if a girl's got guts enough to get out there on that 1,500-pound bull, then go for it.
PJ says she's always had a taste for excitement.
I'd try anything once and twice if I liked it.
She wound up making 7 films with John Wayne and was cast in both male and female roles, trading chaps for petticoats when necessary. PJ even took a punch from the Duke when she doubled for Maureen O'Hara in the film McClintock.
They're all up on this big hill fighting it out, him and all the guys in town. And Maureen O'Hara goes up the hill to try to break the fight up. Well, John swings and hits her and knocks her down a hill by accident.
You and your friends!
Well, we at least saved your hat.
Well, I was off my mark less than an inch, and he got me right on the chin. Knocked me cold. I went sliding down that mud hill. He was at the bottom of the hill before I was, hollering, "Peach, are you all right? Peach, wake up. Oh, my God, what have I done?" I says, "You hit me. What the hell do you think you did?"
Punches aside, PJ says she and the Duke had some good times on the set.
Oh, it was fun. We had a ball. Of course, John was a big drinker, and he was a big poker player. And in between takes, we'd all sit around and play poker and drink booze and get crazy. No two ways about it. I had one heck of a big crush on the Duke. I don't know what it is with us little girls, but we like great big men.
PJ remained friends with John Wayne until his death in 1979. She has just one tattered picture of their time together. Her first husband destroyed the rest 30 years ago in a jealous bonfire. For NPR News, I'm Jillian Ferris-Cole.